Hey, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. I'm your host, BJ Schwinghammer. Yes, that is my real name. And you know what? This is fucking take two of this episode. Because, yeah, I ran through it the first time when I was just starting my coffee. It's earlier in the morning right now. And I'm going through it. And I listened to it. I'm like, dude, you sound like you just came out of a fucking coma, like after getting knocked out in the goddamn Kumite. And it really pissed me off because I started to really wake up when I was like, I finished my coffee. I'm going through the music and get all the music set up and like listening to the music. And by the time I was that was all done, I was awake. So I'm redoing this. So hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy goddamn Thursday. I hope you had a chance last week to go out and listen to some good music. There's a lot of great stuff popping up now. You know, you got the fall, it's going into the winter. You got a lot of people that are just getting used now to the new thing where it's cold and snowy and shitty out and whatever. It happens, but not for too long, just long enough. I didn't get a chance to go out this past weekend to listen to any good music. I just started a new job, and it is a breathtakingly fantastic job. But, you know, it kind of cut into the time a little bit, but it's training and helping people out, and it's amazing, so it was absolutely worth it. So, that being said, if you didn't get a chance to go out and listen to any good music, at the very least, you can listen to this podcast and listen to some good music. And it all starts right here. It all starts right here, because we have Schwinghammer's Pick of the Week, is what I'm calling it. For now, at least. I believe I've chosen it, but who knows? It might sound pretentious. I'll think about it later. But this week, I decided... This week, I decided to go back to Cuddly Bear. Because that is Joel Lilly from Dryer and his new project. And he's put out... This is the second album. This album just came out not too long ago, and it's called What Miracles Come to Life. And this next song actually features Rachel Sunday. From Dryer, which is always fine by me because everybody in that band is so fucking talented. So, from Cuddly Bear, from the album What Miracles Come to Light, this is Never Really. We'll be right back. All right, that was Never Really featuring Rachel Sunday from Dryer. That's new Cuddly Bear album, What Miracles Come to Light. And Cuddly Bear and Joel Lilly, Joel is so creative and he's so amazing. And he's just, he's got, this is like the second album this year, I think. And it's just, he is just not slowing down. And why would he? He's got a lot inside of his head and he's going to get it out and he's going to shove it into your head and you're going to be like, thank you so much. That was lovely. all right. So going to tomorrow, we're just skipping over today as far as stuff going out, you know. There's a bunch of different stuff going on, but it's my choice and I choose to skip over Thursday. No offense. But today can just kind of, and I'm going right into Friday's lineup because, and for one reason is it's at Unahog, and Unahog in Hoosick Falls is one of my favorite venues. I've been there many times. I'll be there many much more times, and doubly so because they've got they're hosting Seas Atlantis at 7 p.m. and Seas Atlantis are just some of my favorite people, one of my favorite bands, and I would be remiss if I didn't get a chance and take the opportunity to throw them on the podcast because I love them so much. So this is off their 2023 album, Ruins Rebuilt. And this track is called Monster, here on the Weekend Spotlight. Let's go down, spirits up, grab yourself. That was Monster off the 2023 album Ruins Rebuilt from Seas Atlantis. Thank you guys so much for putting this out. I'm still listening to it all the time. And we are moving on to Saturday. So Saturday the 22nd at No Fun in Troy at 7 p.m. No Fun, you sons of bitches. I love you guys so much. What a great thing you're doing. Like, they have a show like every goddamn day. There's always something going on there, which is amazing. So No Fun, Troy, 7 p.m. You've got 8 Foot Man Child, Jupiter Queen, Grief Group, and Gozer. And Gozer is, I believe, headlining, and for good reason. Gozer's fantastic, and once again, some of my favorite people and one of my favorite bands. So this, I decided to go to right to Nick Kosser, and I was like, what do you want me to play, man? Like, you guys are playing, what do you want me to play? And he decided to go with their new single that just came out on the 29th of October, so just a couple days before Halloween. So this is Gozer, their newest single, and it's called Monolith. That was Monolith. That's a new single coming out from Gozer, and it is pure Gozer. It's got the new frontman going on it. Listen to it. Listen to it again in your spare time. It's got so much going on. It's a great song. It's really well put together. Great writing. I love it so much. And we are going into our band show. We catch up with our band show every week because those guys are just working their asses off to take some of the bands that you love, some of the bands that you've never heard of. They give them the rock star treatment. They really just pull out all the stops and go to the nines, and they just give them the treatment they deserve because the bands, the local bands, work their asses off, and everybody knows that. And so we're gonna check in with our band show guys. What is going on this week?
Thank you, BJ, and welcome into our band show. This Friday, November 21st, the energy vampires will be among us all. That's right. We're happy to highlight front and center an alumni of the show, Phenomenon, for their new album, Energy Vampires, releasing this very weekend. These guys have an appreciation for the paranormal and is influenced by the 90s grunge era and blues-based rock that came before it. With a heavy rhythm section, emotive vocals, and exciting guitar solos, they strive for a unique brand of rock and roll. Michael DiAgostino, the frontman for the group, has been hyping me up for this new album for a couple weeks now. I've mentioned it on the spotlight before, and now the time has come for us to listen and support one hell of a rock and roll trio. To get a sense of who these guys really are, let's listen in to the Our Band Show interview when the topic turned to otherworldly things.
Talking about the paranormal, we actually have from one of our very own crew members, Steve, who decided to drop in a fun fact. And Steve is doing a great job right now, just quality control and making sure that everything's running smoothly. Steve says, fun fact, the gray ones are the ones that are mostly associated with abductions. And he said, stream sounds great. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate that. Drop an alien in the chat as well to show the band some support. And if you really think they're as out of this world as we do, maybe a UFO emoji or two. But what do you guys know about the different types of aliens? What can you tell us?
Not a whole lot myself.
You want me to take that?
Yeah, we are the aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm probably the nerd here of all the alien and UFO stuff, the resident nerd in this band, but I definitely, you know, have heard a lot of those stories too, with like gray aliens. And, you know, believe it or not, the Hudson Valley, this whole area is actually one of the greatest hotspots in the country for UFO activity. So a lot of things have occurred here. And for those that don't know, that book, Communion, that was a movie in the 80s, but that was actually based right here in the Hudson Valley. So there's a lot of, you know, kind of notable things that have occurred right here in this area, so to speak.
I remember watching that movie as a kid, and it definitely creeped me out for sure, but it was intriguing also. It was really interesting.
You know what movie freaked me out? Signs.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was actually shot at my school. So when we were away for college or for the summer in college, they shot that movie while all the kids were gone, and we had like cornfields at a good old Delaware Valley University. So that movie was shot there.
A fun conversation to have in the studio for sure. Phenomenon is a chill band, always bringing a lighthearted, fun conversation. Just what you would expect to have with a group of buddies who happen to play some awesome rock and roll music. This trio wants to put on an enjoyable show for everyone. If you're able to check out their performance in person, I highly recommend it. When Mike shared with me the album art, I was amazed. They have this cool vampire-looking UFO, basically have a tractor beam on the band pulling them up from the house. It is some pretty cool art that is uniquely Phenomenon's. I was treated to the track list of the upcoming release, and I was glad to see that numerous songs they performed during our band show session made the cut. From Outlaw to Tell Me Lies to Wash Away, just to name a few. All high-energy rock songs that get the head banging. However, this week, I'm feeling Phenomenon's Evermore, recorded live on our band show.
We'll be right back.
I really do love that song. I can't listen to it without thinking about Edgar Allan Poe, quote the Raven, and all that. Remember to check out their new album, Energy Vampires, that release on November 21st, 2025, on all streaming platforms. Check out their socials for more upcoming information if you do want to check them out in person. We've been hyping up Phenomenon all week, and if you want to check out some clips, head over to our Instagram page, or for full videos from all our past guests, check out our YouTube channel, both at Our Band Show. Additionally, we've been posting new articles to our website, ourbandshow.com. Wickham Falls, Arrow Through Me, New Monarchy, Little Saints, and Camtron 5000 all have a quick article based off their interviews we did with them on the show. Lastly, I want to thank Christian Evanko for filling in for me last week and sharing with us his new music. And before I hand it back to our gracious host, I just want to say the holidays are upon us. We at Our Band Show will be taking a couple weeks off. We want to wish everyone a festive Thanksgiving, and we look forward to bringing you great music when we return. With that said, I want to send it back to you, BJ.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We really appreciate it. Once again, that's Our Band Show, doing the Lord's work and the 518 and beyond for your local music. And don't forget, if you didn't listen to the last episode, we played not one but two songs from Christian Evanko, who is one of the gentlemen from Our Band Show. And he's put out a new album called Valley of the Bluebird, and you should listen to it. And I'm just going to keep saying that because it's an outstanding album. And don't forget, you can find him on Facebook, Instagram, ourbandshow.com, YouTube, which is my personal thing. You can just kind of go on there, type it in, and just see all the things they've been up to. It's amazing. It's fun to watch. It is an incredible experience every time. And speaking of an incredible experience, the Metroland. Hot singles in your area. That's a list cultivated by TJ Foster every month. And this month he's got a lot on his plate, so we decided to tap into Andy Scullin, who is also just a consummate wine expert. That's not. A consummate music expert. So Andy decided to go with the reviews and just work with the list. And so the hot single in your area today, it comes from Sarah DeVoe, off the album that came out this Halloween called Come Away, O Human Child. And the song that was chosen, and the song I'm about to play now, is wonderful. Because Sarah's haunting, wonderfully haunting voice is just laid out right there. And it's a really great song to listen to. I love it so much. So, from Sarah DeVoe, off the new album Come Away, O Human Child, this is On Death and Dying.
I keep thinking you might die, the only lover of my life, the only one I'd ever die for, but I hope I never try. What is yours is also mine. You're the freshest air I've tried.
Don't remind.
All right, that was On Death and Dying, because it has an exclamation point at the end, off the new album Come Away, O Human Child from Sarah DeVoe, which came out on Halloween this year, which is awesome. And, you know, while we're doing the whole Metroland thing, don't forget, there's other podcasts. It's not just me. I know you think it's just me, but it's not just me. There's a whole universe forming out there of Metroland podcasts. You've got Two Normal People from Angelina Valente, which is just chugging right along, and it's an amazing podcast that if you haven't had a chance to check out, please check it out. You've got Unsigned 500 with Andy Scullin, of course. You've got Mistress of None with Aaron Harkes. And I'm sure as things progress, you're just going to get more and more people and more podcasts popping up, because there are so many wonderful creative people out there that are just doing this and doing it so well. And it's well-deserved, because people work their asses off, and, you know, that's how it should go. And don't forget physical copies of the Metroland. The Metroland is back. The Metroland was here. Then it was gone. Then I was pissed off, and I was gassy, and I was just, like, discontent everywhere. And then it came back, and I was happy, and I finally got that fart out. And I felt much better, on top of being able to grab a physical copy of the Metroland and just read it. Which is just something, it's nice to just get something in your hands, you know, reading stuff on your phone and on your tablet is fine, but I like just getting a good old-fashioned piece of paper in my hand and just reading it, because there's a lot of people working their butts off to bring you that every month, and it's incredible. There's so much blood, sweat, and tears put into that publication, and I love it, and I love the people that do it, so thank you so much. And if you can't find it in your area, go to themetroland.com, go to contact us, and just reach out and say, hey, where can I find it in my area? And we'll let you know. And if you're looking to carry, if you're like Schwinghammer, I want to carry this in my business because I want to show people that I give a crap about where I come from and where I am. Just go to themetroland.com, scroll down to the bottom. There's a whole thing right there. You click on it, you fill out your information, and then you start getting the Metroland. Because when you carry the Metroland in your place of business, it lets people know that you care about where you are, and you care about where you live, and your local area. And yeah, there you go. And that's it for me. Thank you so much for letting me yammer on into your ear holes for yet another week. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for really, you know, appreciating the creatives and the musical artists and all the other people working their butts off to make something for you to consume and enjoy that they love making in this area. It's a magical and wonderful thing that's going on. So, thank you so much for letting me do this. I will see you next week. 518, you have a great weekend. We all deserve it. And as usual, you stay cool. I'm calling shotgun. Where's the party tonight? Let's take a ride with Schwinghammer driving. It's the weekend spotlight.
Weekend Spotlight is a production of Unsigned 518 and part of the Metroland Now network of podcasts. Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight is produced by Andy Scullin and hosted by BJ Schwinghammer. Look for new episodes every week at themetroland.com and everywhere you stream podcasts.